Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
From what I can tell, reading various science and medical articles, there's starting to be a movement toward thinking more and more about the integrated system. Whether we're talking about the way a particular species fits into an environment, or about the bacteria or the viruses that populate the individual, more and more often lately, the term ecology is coming up. I've read two examples of this in the recent past. One of them was an article about where our studies of antiviral drugs are going. We've learned a lot since the day of antibiotics. Sure, we now have antibiotics that can knock out some really, really wicked bacteria. But in the process of knocking out those wicked bacteria, they take all the good bacteria with them. And when they do that, the patient may experience more problems from the loss of the good bacteria than the bad bacteria might have caused them. We have good viruses living inside of our bodies too, just as our animals do. We can't just go off willy-nilly and want to clobber everything because we're so impatient to get it won. Because of that, researchers are looking at new ways to attack these various diseases. One of the things they're looking at is how, instead of killing the pathogen outright, the drugs would somehow enlist the individual's own immune response to take care of the problem itself. That's not only a scientific shift, it's also a philosophical shift, isn't it? Those of us in the medical community like to present ourselves as saviors, as little gods of some sort. We're going to fix the problem for you. We went in with our hammers when a feather could have done the job. But the feather comes from within. It comes from the mobilization of one's own specific, exquisite immune response. And so now the antiviral researchers are looking at the whole ecosystem. They don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater the way we did with antibiotics. Another place where the idea of an ecosystem seems to be creeping in is in studies of the brain. I often say that the more I know about something, the less I know, but my goodness, when it comes to neurophysiology, that is so, so true to me. Things I thought we knew about neurons and about how they function, things that I thought were a given, We know the result, but we don't know how it happened. And whereas in the past we used to point with such certainty to this part of the brain does this and this part of the brain does that, now it turns out, no, you know, there's communication going on here. And we used to think that during sleep, that what we learned during the day was somehow consolidated. But it turns out that the process might be a lot more drastic than that. You know, things might just be pruned and rearranged and all kinds of strange things are going on there. And it's like, whoa, how does this happen? I mean, I can't even begin to comprehend this. So now, even though the very nature of the scientific method forces us into thinking about problems in little boxes, I realize that the studies occur in little boxes, but I also realize that my patients and my clients live in a much larger world, a much more comprehensive ecosystem that embraces not only the tiniest of the tiniest, tiniest microorganisms in their bodies, but also the greater ecosystem that comprises their homes, their yards, their counties, their states, their countries, their world. It's all related. And as the ancient saying reminds us, tug on a corner and that whole universe is gonna move.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.